Hello, today is hump day and we're doing business and robot. Because I said security would be boring, so we'll put it with nonsense on Friday.
Krista hates security.
I mean, it's fine. It's not a bad section, but it just tends to be like, patch your stuff,
She
so.
sees a locked door. She hates it. Flips it.
I leave all my doors wide open all the time.
Now here's a dire story because it's something that has never happened before. Now, to be fair, this company technically has only existed for how many years now?
98.
No, not Alphabet wasn't.
Oh no, not
It was,
Alphabet.
I don't know if this counts Google.
Oh yeah, could be.
Oh yeah, I'm
Alphabet
not
only
sure.
existed for like 4 years or
Yeah,
so,
not a
something like
long
that.
time.
But it's been rocketing up ever since it was created until a little something hit that starts with a C that we can't say.
Alphabet reports first revenue decline in company history. What? Google, parent-owned company Alphabet, reported its first quarterly year-over-year revenue decline. Although it did beat expectations.
And
And a stock, really, no one cared.
it should be noted, they still made a ton of money.
Billions of dollars.
While everyone's in quarantine, you know that they're still using YouTube and Gmail and like.
It's not that they lost money. They just didn't make as much money as they expected. That's a very important
Yeah.
difference.
Right.
And
Well, no, they did make as much as they expected because they
well,
expected a loss, but they just didn't make more money. They didn't make all the money.
They didn't operate at a loss either. Not the whole thing. So,
So, yeah.
and it's certainly reflected in our YouTube ad revenue. Thanks for joining Patreon and/or Floatplane.
Except now Patreon is
Appreciate
apparently
Oh yeah,
deconstructing.
I haven't even looked into that.
I'm not really following that very
I opened
closely.
that and it was like, what?
So
And then I just closed
inflammatory.
it. I just sighed.
It just makes you sad.
But yeah.
Great, we're gonna lose a bunch of money. Viva la free speech, I guess. But now that is so Alphabet didn't make as much money, but things are kind of okay. I mean, all things considered, they're doing great.
Yeah.
You know who isn't?
Anatech has this amazing article. Intel reorganizes in the wake of 7-nanometer woes. Chief of Engineering Officer Murthy has I could not I can't redundant redundant I'm sorry, I can't get that right. He is departing. And so 7-nanometer is the node that comes after 10-nanometer.
They said, hey, Rindu, why don't you reorganize yourself right out the fucking door? You're done.
Got to remember to bleep that one. What is the time index on that recording? 2:50, 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
So he's
Yeah.
out. It's her now. It's all on her shoulders from now on.
I do not envy her responsibility because she has inherited a dumpster fire. I don't see Intel ding. See, the crazy thing though is Intel actually reported much higher earnings than expected. They're doing really well. Bob Swan, he's an accountant. He's running things like an accountant. Every measure that you can come up with, Bob Swan is making money and doing stuff for shareholder value. The problem is strategy. Like Intel's strategy here is like, let's make money. And it's like they can sell product at a discount. They can do some like off roadmap Xeons where they can say they're not selling products at a discount, where they create a special Xeon for somebody. There's a lot of opportunity to make money, and Intel is, I think, pulling out all the stops to get these revenue numbers that they are because competition is fierce right now. That only works for a few quarters, and then things get bad.
You know, when you say strategy, I think the problem is the strategy was make 10-nanometer processors.
Well, that failed.
The problem was executing on the strategy.
The strategy was, well, 10 nanometers is not going to work. Let's go 7
Yeah, the next strategy, like the next point on the strategic map, makes 7-nanometer processors.
Yeah, no, that slipped by a year.
And do we believe that at all at this point? No, of course we don't. Now imagine, chat, that you shell out over $1,000 and you get this brand new technology. You say, yes, I'm going to adopt smart glasses. I'm ready. You even get your prescriptions put in these glasses. You go to a bunch of trouble, you get your eyes checked, you get your prescription, you go through it and you get your glasses and you're feeling good. And then you get a little email one day.
Google refunds or offers refunds after smart glasses stop working. So Google bought another smart glasses company because Google just can't figure out that form factor. You know, remember Glass, Google Glass? Some company had been doing really well. So, yeah, these aren't going to work anymore. Google bought the company and they're just not interested in... It's just easier for them to offer refunds for anybody that bought these.
That shows you how much money they have.
Yeah.
Let's offer refunds. To who? No, everybody. Just give them all their money back.
It's also telling that they value the technology that much.
I still, you know, I can't get excited about them until they make them very lightweight, very small.
Those were better than Google Glass.
Although, if they could put all the weight back here in the counterweight, that might actually offset the ridiculous thickness of my glasses. So I maybe could get behind that. Although, it would have to not get warm. Because, like, a warm thing right there all day long, that would be miserable. Now, here's a... this story was moving quick. So, this headline is already canceled. But it starts... So, and I didn't add the third one. This started out with Donald Trump has threatened, straight up, just going to ban TikTok altogether. Have we ever banned a piece of software countrywide?
Only encryption software.
Yeah, that's kind of nebulous, though. We haven't done that yet. But just like one targeted piece of software. Engagement challenge. Have we ever just straight up, other than like viruses?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some like certain kinds of pornographic stuff.
Certain kinds of encryption.
Have we ever just straight up banned? I mean, it's a stupid lip syncing app. You can't put it in the same, because we treat encryption as munitions. Not that we should, but we do. Anyway, Trump said, we're going to ban it. And ByteDance and SoftBank were like, we got to do something. So
Microsoft said to be in talks to buy TikTok as Trump weighs curtailing the app. The discussions come as TikTok's ownership by Chinese companies under scrutiny by the White House and lawmakers. Microsoft stepped up and said, hey, we can buy that for pennies on the dollar. And then they were like, you know what? Never mind. Microsoft and ByteDance put TikTok talks on hold, the Dow Jones says. I wonder if the government has a seat at that table. Like, who is it? Is it Barr? Because I don't think we could get Barr up to a level where he would understand the technology involved.
But could you? I mean, if you took TikTok and you're like, all right, just move the whole thing onto Azure, you answer all the complaints, right?
Oh, move the whole thing onto Azure and strip out all the spying stuff, unless it's okay to spy on your users as long as you're an American company.
No, you leave the spying stuff in and you just let the federal government use it.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility.
Now, Microsoft, you know, we've heard from Google, we've heard from Intel. How's Microsoft doing? Well, they're doing pretty good considering they're kind of, you know, doing the whole transition to the cloud and everything's going to be okay, except they have a little bit of problem internally.
A year after an HR crisis, Microsoft employees say they're still waiting for a change. Listen, we got this pandemic thing going on. Let's not worry about HR issues. Like, you just go work from home. It's fine.
Yeah, so this is from the women who claimed that a little bit of a glass ceiling maybe at Microsoft. Maybe they'd be ignored a little bit. One of them was called a bitch in a meeting.
Been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of us, though, right?
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't still be here if I was giving that kind of abuse.
And
we're trying to let you grow and be your unicorn self, even you know, like among the adversity inflicted upon you.
Is it a unicorn or just like a really elegant dragon?
Elegant.
So glass ceiling. Maybe a little sexual harassment, just a smidge, a pinch of sexual harassment. So Microsoft said, you know what? All right, we recognize this. This is in 2019. What we're going to do is we're going to make all this stuff transparent. We're going to come out. We're going to put together a report. And what year is it now?
2020.
And we're halfway through and no report.
I was reading this and I was thinking that maybe the future woke company is everybody's assigned an employee ID, and because everything's online, all the interaction is just done electronically by your ID. Like, you don't know, you don't have a picture of them, you don't know their name, And it's like, oh, how's it going today, number 137? It's great.
Did you see?
You've been selected for a promotion.
Because of the whole, like, gender. You know, like, you're not allowed to have a gender thing. I can't remember if it was, one of the National Cancer Councils or CDC or somebody. They released a press release on cancer, and they advised persons with a cervix to get checked out. It's not women. It can't be women. Persons with a cervix. How does that make you feel, Krista?
I feel like it just adds a layer of confusion into something that's like, just go get your pap smear. But
so, yeah. That could possibly work. But I think you would create the Streisand effect where you'd have these underground message boards where it's like, 58712 is a girl.
Yeah.
Here's feet pics.
I was thinking more like every emoji would be fraught with possibility, because it's like, does the dude use that emoji? Like, or is that kind of a strictly female emoji? Like, she uses smiley face a lot. A lot of exclamation points. Is that a girl? I think that's a girl. I use a lot of exclamation points.
How about maybe we just accept that gender is part of our reality and treat it like adults?
No, I need a plug in for Teams right now for deep fakery, so that I can choose my online avatar and it will just deep fake me in real time for any meetings where I have to appear in person, and it'll change my voice and appearance in real time.
Everybody gets to choose a fruit and or vegetable as their avatar.
Oh, but then that's just also fraught with possibility. What could that mean?
Who would choose a tomato as their avatar? That doesn't even make sense.
And is that team fruit or team vegetable? Now, this is another... this could have gone in the government section, but I felt it was more business-related. But it is more email fallout from the antitrust hearings. And, oh boy, are these damning.
Apple emails to reveal internal debate on right to repair. So, yeah, even Apple wasn't really sure. Like, their executives were doing stuff. And this turned out because, like, some of the emails were really kind of... I don't want to say colorful, but it was the emails about the repair manuals because of it wasn't anything with that. They published the repair manuals for a couple of models of Mac because of environmental credits. Like, they needed environmental credits for something, and they published the repair manuals, and then somebody else somewhere else in Apple was like, whoa, 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 this group did not get clearance to publish these repair manuals, and they did it for the energy credits. Do we need to retract this? We need to reel those people in? Or is this, you know, part of our strategy? What are we doing here? And it was kind of an internal freak out.
Somebody at iFixit spotted the repair guides and actually emailed them, and they were like, this isn't something that you would do. Did you mean to do this?
It turns out the answer was no. No, they
didn't. Well, you know, one group, like you say, as a means to an end. So then they have this big internal discussion, and the one guy, it was hilarious because, like you say, the one guy was like, guys, we just have to choose yes or no here, because one side is saying take them down, one side is saying no way. Some of you are saying that this is good, but we're also suing these people. It doesn't look good, guys. So this, long story short, they still haven't decided. It's Schrodinger's right to repair.
The other emails that came out for like what Apple was doing for its positioning and the under the Steve Jobs administration and more recent emails, I was kind of starting to think maybe Apple might have customers' best interests at heart in mind a little bit. No.
No chance. Apple has one entity's best interest in mind, and you know what? It's working.
Apple surpasses Saudi Aramco to become the world's most valuable company. Apple's now the world's most valuable company, and woo! Apple's doing well.
Yay!
Apple's
People
doing
are
so
getting evicted nationwide, but Apple's doing really good. Yay!
They can't afford to refund your grandma that got caught up in an iTunes gift card scam. They can't afford to refund her 30%. They just can't.
Sorry.
Listen, and they wouldn't have surpassed these people. So, I mean, that's obviously acceptable.
They are also going to reverse split the stock 4-1.
Wow.
Still too expensive for covered calls. And so we've talked a lot about the big 30%. That is a sticking point in all of the antitrust communications. 30% is a lot of your revenue if you're an app developer. And is it fair? Do they maybe apply it a little too liberally This is another data point that says probably.
Their business went virtual. Then Apple wanted a cut. Talking about Airbnb and something that does online training. They did in-person training, and then they did online training.
I think it was all Airbnb. Or was LinkedIn part of it?
Yeah, there was a couple of apps here. So one of the apps was they would do training. So like you would set up a training class and all this other kind of stuff. And it was all handled offline. And now because of the thing, it's all online. And because it's all online, Apple is like, wait, because this is all online now, we need to cut. When you were, you know, getting students together in a classroom and doing instruction that way, we don't need a cut of that according to our policies. But because you're now meeting virtually online, we do need a cut of that. And similar story with what Airbnb is doing, although it's a little more complicated. But Apple's basically just saying, no, we need our 30%.
And these are companies who are getting killed by not having in-person stuff. So they're just trying to stop the bleeding. These probably aren't super popular programs.
Yeah.
And Apple comes along.
How much money do you think Airbnb is really making because no one is traveling?
They literally have a thimble of water and just the dirty, moldy crust of a bread. And Apple is snatching at it. They're like, give us our piece of that. We want it. Now, September, speaking of Apple, September is annually the big announcement time. We get, oh, it's so exciting. You get your cup of hot cocoa and you bundle up and you sit there and you just wait for it. So exciting. The new Apple products. But this year, the darkest timeline.
Qualcomm hints that 5G iPhone might not arrive in September. A delay of global 5G flagship phone launch is imminent because they can't make the chips because of the thing and the shutdowns and everything else. So this is not official, but looking like it's going to be pushed back to like October.
What an ugly iPhone color to use as the stock photo.
It's an 80s green.
Maybe it's not a real color.
80s what?
Like, you know, like in the 80s, like forest green was kind of like the big color in the 90s. Like in home decor, it's like that kind of green.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Oh. No.
Silly us.
Oh, sorry.
We're from
I've been
the
looking
time.
At a lot of real estate listings right now, and there's a lot of that forest green countertop in some of the houses around here.
We're from a place where wood, like really thin wood paneling, is still really popular.
Oh yeah, we had wood paneling in our house. We just painted it when we moved in.
The only home decor is just pictures of the family covering every square inch of
perfect.
The wall.
We had a hubcap planter. It was in the living room.
Nice. What was planted in it?
Fern, I think.
Did it purify
the air
at all? Can a fern
survive indoors like that?
Yeah.
To get sunlight?
If it's in the sun, yeah.
Some, yeah.
What a tortured fern.
No, fern is one of the ones that doesn't even require sunlight. Use it, but I think that it'll... It has a backup metabolization system.
What is it? What does it eat?
It pulls oxygen out of the air and
cigarettes. But,
yeah, as I say, my point was like, is the oxygen even good enough for a plant to survive?
It was barely good enough for a growing boy. Oh, Qualcomm. Now, they might not have 5G for you, but they do have exciting new charging technology.
Qualcomm's Quick Charge 5 can get a phone to 50% battery in 5 minutes. This article talks about how that level of quick charging is usually hard on a battery and it shortens its lifetime, but they figured it out. They figured out something that they can do to the battery to make it take the charge really quickly. So this should be in the next generation of batteries, and it's supposedly not a fire risk, although... It's
actually cooler. 10 degrees cooler.
Remains to be seen.
I suspect there might be at least one fire.
We'll know on the next generation of Samsung flagship phones.
It'll get you to 50% charge in 5 minutes. Soft boil an egg in 6. Now, there is a major tech company that is building an entire array of satellites in space to beam internet down to us. Not that one. I know what you're thinking.
Amazon. Oh, Amazon no. is going to invest $10 billion in space-based internet systems. They got the approval to deploy 3,326, something like that, satellites. And it's like Starlink, but it's not Starlink. And you know, $10 billion sounds like a lot of money. And it is to everyone, except for Jeff Bezos, who made $26 million in one day. I mean, $26 billion in one day.
This is just good news for us, because that means there's more competitors for rural internet.
They're like, hey, Jeff, We're thinking about putting, you know, like thousands of satellites in space, and he just roots into his couch and just throws change at them. Sure.
Go buy yourself something nice.
He throws change at them, but it's all priceless coins. Go, whatever. Shut up.
Rare archaeological digs.
Now, this is the story that you alluded to yesterday, and it is fantastic.
It is amazing.
Oh, just incredible. Now, I remember in the dot-com bubble, it was, what was the dot? Pets.com. Pets.com was the high water mark in the 2000-2001 dot-com bubble.
That was kind of insane, though.
Yeah, people were like, wait a minute. You have a whole business model on a website that's just selling pet supplies. Are you insane? And they were. And the whole thing fell apart shortly afterwards. But in the modern day, it's not so crazy. And you don't get pets.com, but you get diapers.com.
Emails intel Amazon's plan to crush a startup rival with price cuts. Amazon allegedly took $200 million in losses to stop the growth of diapers.com. And holy crap, these emails prove it. Engagement challenge. Is there anybody out there that's like a lawyer? Because this seems like this would be torturous interference. It's like their biggest competitor in the diaper space.
I love that. They actually have an acronym. Do you remember what it was that was like for the new parents?
Oh, no.
It was like you hook them when they're new parents and then you have them forever.
It was so the way they did this was with Amazon allowed themselves to take a loss on diapers when you combined Amazon subscribe and save. So like you would subscribe to receiving a certain amount of diapers every month, along with the Amazon Moms program.
So the diapers.com, their business model was they put their distribution centers near their highest delivery areas for diapers. And they cut the margin to the bone. They did it on total scale and, you know, like cut the shipping as far as they could. They really did everything they could to streamline. They got their price down to $45 a case for Pampers. And that was razor thin. They're like, this has to work. Everything has to work perfectly, or we're not going to make money on Pampers at $45. Amazon went to $30.
And they said that they did the math and figured out that Amazon had to be losing $100 million a quarter. No, it was $200 million a month. So Amazon didn't even have better logistics or better anything. They completely did this just to cannibalize the market.
And,
amazing.
It worked. They scheduled a meeting with diapers.com to acquire them. While they were in the meeting, Amazon Moms was announced.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so you think, well, that's good for the consumer, right? I mean, Jesus, super cheap diapers if you're on the Moms program. Well, ultimately, diapers.com had to give in. They were getting destroyed. They decided to launch another website when they were doing well, soap.com. You can't make this up. And Amazon was like, whoa, soap.com? So they doubled down, they crushed them, they bought them, and the Amazon Moms program went away. But someone noticed, and they're like, hey, look what you did. So they're like, all right, we'll put it back. But now the discount's what, like 5%?
Yeah, it's not even worth it. It's worth it. Yeah.
And they probably mark up to make up for that.
Yeah.
These peons will pay whatever we say for diapers.
Yeah, that is literally it.
Yeah.
Also, how long does a case of diapers last? How many is a diaper?
Not long. Not they're long. Expensive. They're very expensive.
Kids are pooping 3-4 times a day.
What are you putting out like 150 a month in diapers?
Yeah. That's not unheard of. So like a lot of times, you know, my sister-in-law just had a baby. So like we just gave her a gift card to like a grocery store so she could just go buy diapers because it's like, that's the main thing you need when they're really little because they're just constantly pooping.
Oh, why would anybody want those?
They're cute.
I mean, the cats are cute. They poop right in a box.
Well, the humans get there. It takes them like 2 years, but they get there.
2 years at $150 a month just for poop?
Well, sometimes earlier. Kind of depends on when you start them. But yeah, usually they've got it. They're getting it down when they're about to.
You think anybody's like, they can smell it, but they're doing the math, and they're like, we can't do another one today. It's not the budget. You're just going to have to coast until dinner time.
Yeah, those are cloth diapers. Made of
you can't. I do know some people who've gone back to cloth diapers.
Yeah.
The issue is that that generates a lot of laundry. So, like, if you're busy a lot, like, that's something you have to plan around.
Well, we had the porch washer for those. That was just for that.
Was there just constantly a child in the works somewhere that made the porch washer?
No,
that's Eastern Kentucky. Of course, yeah. There was. There are always babies running around.
Now, Samsung, as we've seen, is stumbling a little bit, still innovating, but they're definitely getting hurt by the thing, and they're actually getting hurt so much that they've lost their crown.
Huawei overtakes Samsung as world's biggest smartphone vendor, says report. I can't help but notice certain parallels between this and the diapers.com story. So is Huawei doing this that way, or is this just people like Huawei phones?
No, I think they attribute it to China.
Lots of people are buying Huawei phones in China.
China kind of rebounded and opened back up.
Mm.
And so people are doing business there, but nowhere else. So they expect it to be short-lived. But hey, it's good for Huawei, right? Huawei's doing that while they're banned from most of the world. Let's recognize that. Now, I meant to put the AT&T version. I thought I had it in here. I must have, like, deleted it or something. Do you remember their number?
It was worse. It was, like, 700 or 800,000 subscribers.
But it seems like if we just keep adding these numbers up every time we do one of these stories, how do they have anything left? They should be almost dead now, right?
Comcast lost 477,000 cable customers in Q2 of 2020. Comcast continues to hemorrhage TV customers. You think maybe people are just tired of shenanigans? You think maybe that's the problem?
Well, they pointed out that a lot of people are, you know, as the pandemic goes on, they got to cut where they can.
Yeah.
And one of the first things that the thing that you can give up the easiest is TV.
Yeah. Internet prices are going up, though.
And they did mention that Comcast added a record number of internet customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to cancel my TV. Really.
We've been meaning to do that for ages, but the account at this apartment is only under my husband's name, and I'm like, I would do it, but you have to do it because it's only under your name.
I'm afraid they'll mess up, because the last time I did that, when I moved, they totally screwed the account.
Yeah.
And I can't have that happening during the pandemic and lose it.
Oh, yeah, because we don't have any internet to work.
I'm so afraid of their incompetence that I'm giving them $50 a month. Now, of course, big news, ARM might be for sale, and Team Green wants it. This is not a ton of new details here, but last week when we talked about it, it was like, do they want it? Well, they want it.
NVIDIA is in advanced talks to buy SoftBank's chip company ARM. By the time you're watching this, it may already have happened. SoftBank bought ARM, I think, for a little bit more than they probably should have. And so they're looking to make something back on that investment. NVIDIA, I'm sure they're negotiating hard. So will these two be able to strike a balance?
More importantly, ARM has a bit of an issue. This is a really, really crazy story, because obviously most of your chip business happens in China. And you make your deals, you know, the fabs are over there, and then you have all the people making the phones over there. So, hey, ARM has a China office that does most of the sit-down business and does most of the stuff. There's a bit of a problem with that office.
ARM accuses China Venture ex-CEO of blocking its business. So SoftBank tried to fire the executive that's boots on the ground in China, but he hired his own security force and is holding the offices hostage. And there's not really a lot of communication. So they tried to, like, the SoftBank people tried to bring their own people to oust him, and they were not allowed inside the building.
And the big thing in China is, like, the stamp. You have the, you know, like the signet ring. And if you have the possession of the stamp, is this not just, you know, like, it's literally the company is the stamp. And they can't get the stamp from him. So he's just over there doing business. You got to wonder if the customers are a little weirded out by that. Although in China, it's probably just, you know, like whatever gets the deal done, right?
Maybe it's such that he's like, look, if they're going to kill me if I leave, so I can't leave.
Maybe. You mean the Chinese government?
Yeah.
Though I don't know what you can say about this headline. I guess you would just have to, you know, to put it bluntly, YouTube hates the deaf.
YouTube is ending its community captions feature, and deaf creators are not happy about it. The feature, which YouTube says was underutilized, will be discontinued in September.
What percentage of the population is deaf?
Not a significant percentage.
So you'd expect it to be underutilized, right?
Sometimes captions are nice for translations and stuff like that, but YouTube, I think,
they
make some of these kinds of features so hard to use, or the site is so slow that it's just excruciating to try to use these things, and then it's like, no one uses this, and it's like, do you think maybe you're part of the problem there? Like, no one uses this because it's a, you know, raging dumpster fire.
But apparently some people did use it, and used it a lot, and especially, like you say, for multi-language stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. How much could it cost YouTube to just leave that in there? Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more, not maybe not like in terms of like cost, but it's probably just like support cost, right? Where it's like, if something bugs out on it, like you spend a whole day, developer's day trying to fix it.
They said that some people were abusing it. Mm. I imagine that means that they're translating it incorrectly on purpose.
Yeah, maybe.
And then the creator doesn't know the language, so they can't really proof that.
Mm.
I can understand how that would be an issue. And I can understand how people would actually take the time to do that. This is another situation where, based on history and based on the way that Google does business, I think that what's going to happen here is they're going to just say, like, all right, fine. See you later.
YouTube threatens to remove music videos in Denmark over songwriter royalty fallout. So right now the music is licensed on a temporary license. And Google keeps offering them less money than the previous agreement. And they're like, no, we want a little bit more money than the previous agreement. And Google's just like, nope.
Krista, what is your favorite artist from Denmark?
I don't know any.
Exactly.
I was like going through my roster in my head. I was like, surely almost all of the ones I'm thinking of are composers from Iceland. So it's not really, it's like same vicinity, but not really the same country.
I like that you have a large catalog of composers from Iceland, though.
Well, like four. It's not really large. That's large. But
there's only four composers in Iceland. Now, Spotify also has some pretty stark things to say to the musical industry, and it's kind of the same tone.
Spotify CEO Daniel Ek says that working musicians may no longer be able to release music only once every 3 to 4 years. Ek discussed the controversy over streaming royalties in a new interview. So he wants to see artists engage with fans continuously to stay relevant. We say, as we do the Level 1 news every week.
Kind of, definitely kind of just saying, hey, you're lazy. Get with it.
Every week. We don't ever take a week off. Every week.
I'm going to pay you less, and you're going to work harder, and you're going to give people more music.
There was that one time we took off a week for Christmas. We only got a handful of complaints.
Sometimes one of us will take, like, you know, like a weekend. Like last weekend, I wasn't here. But yeah, usually there's always at least one or two of us doing the news. Every week.
Oh, I should have got some founder, the ale. I'm going to go get the ale for the next episode of the news.
Are you gonna drunk news episode in the middle of the year?
Why not? It's mid-year. The year's 55% done.
Woo!
It's Christmas in July, except July's over.
It's August.
Here is some fantastic news. And I believe that this will probably hasten the end of the movie theater if we are not already seeing that, because we're going to figure out, given the option, no one wants to go to those cesspools.
AMC and Universal agree to let movies go from theaters to digital rentals much sooner. It's only going to be $20 to $30.
How about the fact that they are making another Fast and the Furious movie? How many of these are there?
Too many.
I'm just sitting here looking at like the Photoshop job on the smoke and like how they did all the colors. I'm like, wow, that looks really good. I wonder how they did that.
I had an idea for how theaters could continue to survive, but they're not going to like it, and it's probably not going to be profitable. AMC and like Best Buy or like other furniture companies need to partner up, and they need to have little viewing rooms that are like 20 to 30 people per room, but it's stuff that you can actually buy. So like a nice sound system and a nice television, and you go in the room and that's the theater.
What are the seats going to be?
like the kind of seats that you can buy from.
No, so you've lost me because those are going to be so disgusting by week three.
What if there's like the toilets that have like the plastic thing, like the plastic bag that goes over the chair
on the couch?
Yeah, it's like everybody gets a new sheet of plastic. It's not just the couch. I mean, they've got the recliner things with the drink holders. Those are nice.
You would have to sell a lot of that furniture, though. But isn't every successful customer a lost customer in that scenario?
Yeah, because eventually they'd have their own home theater system, assuming they could afford it.
But you get butts in the door, and they can enjoy it, and it's a thing.
That might work. But, yeah, the amount of... You got to pack a lot. It's like the airline. You got to pack as many people as you can into that room to make your money back.
And right now, you ain't packing people anywhere.
And, you know, maybe one of the reasons that the movie companies aren't getting people in the seats is because the movies are trash. And given any alternative, something better does come along.
Netflix breaks record with 160 Emmy nominations. Content streaming platform Netflix has picked up a record-breaking 160 primetime nominations, despite the industry's challenges facing the thing. Awards officials called it an extraordinary year. Also, there haven't been a lot of movies released this year to theaters. Some of them have been delayed a full year.
What are the... there's like two big ones. The guy that made Inception. He's got one coming
out. Nolan.
And that's supposed to be a big one. They're just like, nope, just keep pushing it. We're not taking that hit.
What's Mulan was supposed to come out this year. Disney that's the remade other one,
yeah.
it.
Yeah, the Disney
one. Yeah. It's going to be on Disney Plus.
How long until they just put that on Disney Plus?
Not long.
That'd be a big draw for Disney Plus. Well, we're coming into the fall, and we're getting ready for all of our exciting fall activities, including sitting at home. And sitting at home.
No.
Being on the internet.
Watching the back catalog
because I can't even garden in the fall.
If you haven't seen your family since April, then you will finally have the excuse to when it comes to the holiday season. Surely we'll be able to spend Thanksgiving with our loved ones, maybe. And this year, you might actually have to spend the time with them.
Target and Walmart may have just killed Black Friday as we know it. They're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day. And they're probably also going to do Black Friday online. They haven't exactly said that, but they've sort of intimated that.
I think Walmart went first, right?
Yeah.
And then Walmart was like, or Target was like, oh, thank God. We don't want to do it either.
It's like, you know what? We looked at last year's Black Friday, and Amazon was doing some really insane, shady stuff. So we're just all going to do it online now.
Do you think retail workers just burst into tears when they got that announcement, like in the break room? Just like, oh, thank goodness.
The insides of their face shields were all fogged up.
They've started wearing face shields at the local establishments. I had to go to Ace Hardware to get stuff, and it was freaky because everybody was in a face mask.
I like the face shield.
Yeah.
I think that's
I'm
probably wise.
It.
Yeah. I like it better than the mask.
Well, they had masks
and... I think you
have to
wear both, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I read that some of the doctors on the task force are suggesting either goggles or face shields, but it hasn't made it into any official recommendations yet.
I saw one guy.
So we'll see.
One guy posted he had a hoodie with a lid to a clear glass lid to a frying pan, like inside the hoodie, and then pulled.
I mean, technically effective.
Yeah.
Is it one of those pressure cooker ones? Because it's got the little valve on it, so it would let air in and out. That would work.
I don't know. I didn't look that closely at it. And, of course, all of the big conferences are done. This is just another... no one expected this to happen, but now it's official.
CES will come to its senses and will go all digital for 2021. World's largest tech conference has announced it will be wholly online in light of the ongoing insanity.
You know what I've noticed that I like? The trend is video game companies, because they are no longer able to hype their games at these conferences, are just going back to giving us demos. Hey,
it's about time. That's a good way to find all the bugs too. It's like the person that's got that flaky, you know, Radeon 290X from 7 years ago. It's like, oh man, we found some bugs in that.
Why don't you just charge them full price, call it early access? Why bother with
Escape from Tarkov? Is that an Escape from Tarkov joke?
Oh, it's not unique to them at all.
Have you guys been playing that more? Like, how overgeared are you now?
I managed. I got an insurance. I got the insurance return. I've been. I was checking for the insurance return to see if, because we lost everything, and I got almost all of my stuff back.
Yeah, Krista, we were missing a partner Friday night.
I forgot. Well, no, I think I told you during the podcast. Remember, I had to go see my sister-in-law, had the baby.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought I told you that. Because remember, I had to make banana bread.
Oh, yeah. I remember the banana bread.
Yeah, I was like, I'm making banana bread for my sister-in-law.
Yeah, we got killed a lot.
Are you implying that my presence would have changed anything?
It could
have. Other than, because I think the last time that I killed anyone in that game, it was you. No, you killed me. We started shooting at each other because we didn't recognize each other.
I believe you shot first.
Krista, it's going to be rough because you have to do a lot of management offline to like gather supplies and stuff like that. Otherwise, you're going to get us all killed because if you just go in with a knife, it's going to be bad.
I think we're going to
have to. I don't like that hunted mechanic where if you don't have good supplies, like all of the bots hunt you.
Speaking of bots hunting you, if you are a drone pilot, You can just hide yourself away, tuck yourself into the foliage, which actually works in Tarkov. You can be a rat. And you can fly your drone into places you're not supposed to go until now.
Attention to rogue drone pilots. AI can see you. This Israeli machine learning system turns the drone tracking into a fighter pilot, into a finger pointed right at a concealed pilot. Now, you might be thinking, is this from a university? No, it's from the GRU.
So, based on where you are, first of all, it's considering, like, you're going to keep the drone somewhere you can see it. So it's considering all the places where you might be that you couldn't see it. Plus, as it gets further away from you, you're going to have less and less fine-grained control of it. So this AI is looking at all those variables. It's looking at the way it's positioned, and it's saying, I bet I know where that person is.
It's so far 80% accurate.
The way they did it is they took a bunch of known locations and they put people there and they're like, hey, go fly this drone around. And they studied the drone with cameras and the machine learning was like, okay, based on what I know there, I can extrapolate.
80% effective. That's better than the 3-year-olds when we play hide and seek.
It's a low bar.
It's a low bar. But still better.
We are a pair of deaths. Chat, maybe not so much deaths, but a kind of death, maybe a bit of a rebirth, and maybe just a total death. But I don't think that anybody will be putting the F's in the chat or pouring one out because these are two of the most hated entities in technology.
Microsoft is shutting down Cortana on multiple devices, including iOS and Android. Microsoft is pivoting to a more productivity focused smart assistant in 2021, where Cortana will make her triumphant return and hopefully be less dumb.
Now, they sold a speaker and a pair of headphones that their big selling point was Cortana inside. She won't be there anymore.
Nope.
You're going to get a $50 or a $25 gift card in lieu of Cortana.
Womp womp.
Enjoy those smart devices.
But wait, what about Bixby?
Bixby
said no one.
Will not be coming back.
Samsung weighs dropping Bixby as Google dangles new mobile apps appeal. Even as Samsung held buttons, physical buttons, which are at a premium, on their devices hostage, people refused to use Bixby. Who could have seen this coming?
Bixby
makes me so frustrated when it pops up, too. I'm like, oh, I don't want this.
Bixby is the least interesting of all the AI personalities.
Yes.
Bixby has no soul. It's just... why did anybody think that was a good idea?
Yeah. Cortana at least has all the Halo fans that are like, yes, I can have Cortana.
Yeah, and there's like a visual representation. You know what Cortana looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Siri is actually, I think, pretty well loved.
Siri will call you a bitch. Like, she'll make fun of you. Like, you know, she has a personality. She's fun. Interesting. Loves to laugh.
If you give me F, Mary, kill of those three, killing Bixby.
Yeah.
Here's a crazy new technology that you know, it's like, oh, you're just talking about video, but no, we're not talking about video because the absence of light doesn't matter, chat. It doesn't matter. Oh my god, when the robots start killing us.
New imaging system creates pictures by measuring time. So it's a single pixel detector, but it's able to figure out what's in the room because this thing emits a pulse of light, and based on the time that it takes that pulse of light to reach the detector, they're able to reconstruct a 3D image.
If you pulse light at your amorphous alien blob, what is this?
Yeah.
Can you cover yourself in mud like you do for a
predator? No,
Krista, that's the point. Because, yes, they are using photons here, but they say in the article, hey, if we felt like using radar, that would work.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's not incredible yet. Kind of.
It's a little blurry, yeah.
Yeah, a little blurry, but I'm sure they'll improve on that.
This will be really useful for like self-driving car technology. Because they could emit this at a certain frequency or a unique frequency or something and measure the time that it takes
to come
back.
Do you think this will mess with bats, though?
No.
I guess, never mind. No,
that's...
Never mind. It's not sound. Yeah.
Yeah, radar.
I said it, and then halfway through the sentence, I was like, no.
Although they probably could use sonar. Anything that'll bounce back, they can use. Why not use all of them? Just a screaming, flashing light driving at you.
That's what the bats hear. Like, the humans hear nothing, but the bats are, you know, they're just panicking because they can hear screaming all along the highway.
Last week we talked about, was it United Arab Emirates that launched that Mars probe?
Yes.
And China.
Yep.
Two rockets heading off to the red planet, and NASA said, hey, hold my beer. We're not just going to do rockets. We're going to do a big, badass robot.
NASA launches a new rover, Perseverance, to look for ancient life on the red planet. The rover will carry a giant robot from space.
And you're like, hey, we've already done that. It's not that big a deal. But guess what? This one's got a helicopter.
Which is impressive considering how thin the Martian atmosphere is.
It's going to be looking for microbial life under the dirt.
We did that once. We did that in the 70s and confirmed that there was microbial life there. And then they were like, "Let's not freak everybody out yet."
And they also,
so this is a plate that they've put on here.
Yes, this is to because at first they were like, you know, with the pandemic, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to launch this guy. But the thing about it is, because of the orbits, we only want to launch during a very specific window when the two planets will be close together. And if they couldn't do it now, they'd have to wait a year or two. So they said, we're going to push through it. We don't care who it kills. And in honor of those people, we get the snake.
It's like the medical thing from Greek mythology, but with the Earth and an orbit line. Is it Greek mythology?
I don't know. Really, it's disappointing they didn't use an image of Corona-chan.
It's
printed on the rover.
No.
The Martians are going to see that, and they're going to be like, snake worshippers. Launch the missiles. We won't fall under their rule again. And speaking of the thing that we're not supposed to say that Krista just said, we are using supercomputers to fight it.
Fastest U.S. supercomputer is enlisted in the fight against the thing. It's looking for the cure. It's the Energy Department's summit. It's capable of 200 trillion calculations a second, and it's we've unleashed it on folding proteins, I guess, in order to find the cure.
How about the fact that just gathering data about the thing, we just whiff on that one completely.
Yeah.
Can't figure it out. But then when it comes to supercomputers, it just shows you the range of intelligence in our great world. Really, really, really wide range.
Imagine how dumb the average person is, and imagine half of people are dumber than that.
Now, you know who's really going to benefit from those screaming, flashing lights that it's going to use with that amazing new time-based technology? Is this guy. Now, if the idea of automation of cars makes you nervous, oh boy.
Airbus's self-flying plane just completed a successful taxi, takeoff, and landing test, opening the door for fully autonomous flight, including air traffic control.
So they point out that with GPS and radar and stuff like that, modern planes actually have a lot of self-landing capability because it's like, hey, I'm here and I'm pointing in this direction. I'm moving at this speed and it can communicate with the ground. It's like, yeah, just do this and this and this. They turned all that off. This is straight camera, pure camera this thing was using. Pretty impressive. What happens when a goose flies into one of those cameras?
Well,
or an alien.
Presumably, they'll have all of that on. So they'll probably go down to flights with just one pilot. You'll have the pilot and then the inflatable autopilot that's the AI.
And they'll let the pilot sleep.
Yeah.
And the rest of the crew can do that funny gag where they go in and like shake a seat and they're like, oh, God. When it comes to testing the cure for the problem that we have now, there's a bit of an issue. I like how, what country was it? Was it Russia? It was just like, test the prisoners.
Yeah.
No question. Just test the prisoners. We have laws against that here. And so what do you do? Well,
scientists are 3D printing miniature human organs to test drugs for the various things. So these are not really functional organs. They just combine all of the different kinds of cells to see under a microscope if the drugs will have an adverse impact on the organ. So it's like, oh, this might be exactly what the doctor ordered for lung tissue, but as soon as it hits a blood vessel, it turns bad fast. Well, we'll know.
I like to imagine that the 3D printing assembly line for this is right next to the 3D printing assembly line for those new chicken nuggets. And there's a terrible mix-up.
Oh, no.
All right. Krista, give us a 3D printed goodbye.
Bye. I can't make the sound. No, I was like trying to think exactly what a 3D printer sounds like.
It sounds like a dot matrix printer. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. That's what I was like, I can't make that sound with my human voice.
Friday will be nonsense, of course, and security because Krista insisted we delay it.
Yeah, but that's okay because nonsense, well, nonsense, I've been told, is also very dark, so.
Very dark.
There's a lot of end-world scenarios in the nonsense this week.
Well, listen, we're getting close to the season finale, so.
There are some candidates, Krista. I thought of you before the possible August event.
I prefer to hope that the end result of all of the adversity is that we will be stronger and more compassionate and more considerate if we emerge from the other side successfully.
People are using masks that are engineered to be non-functional.
I weep for the future of humanity.
See you then.
We'll see you then, chat.